Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. Wanted to go over a story from a source that I never, ever thought I would use. It's called ProPublica, which is basically a socialist newspaper or news outlet. But they had some tax information that was leaked to them by the IRS or an individual at the IRS. And, you know, first and foremost, I think that's horrific that the IRS is allowing this information or doesn't have the control to where your private information can just get out to anyone who wants it, basically. I mean, that in and of itself is, I guess, a topic for a completely separate video. So I do not agree with that. I think it's alarming. And I think someone should be held accountable at the IRS for this information getting out. 100%. But if we go through this article, which I want to do right now, it really shows you just the hypocrisy from the Silicon Valley and these tech guys that are trying to champion higher and higher tax rates. And once you see the tax rates that they pay, it starts to make it, everything makes sense. So let's get into it right now. And by the way they did this blog post or whatever online, it's pretty cool. They've got a lot of animation to it, and actually pretty impressed. It's neat, but obviously I'm not about socialism, and they're just straight socialist propaganda too. It's almost comical. I think this is the group that's in. They're really popular in Venezuela, as you could probably imagine. I think this is the group, but regardless, let's get down into the nitty gritty here. And so if you click on this, you can see the and. Of course, the only information that was leaked to them was the 400 top incomes in the United States and then what their tax rates are. And then for some of the people, it mentioned them. For other people, it didn't. And I don't think I think that's probably intentional as well. And this is just really this gets leaked out. So the politicians like Biden can sit there and say, oh, this is why we need unrealized capital gains tax, or this is why we need a wealth tax, or whatever they're calling it, right? It just gives them fuel for the fire. And again, it's unfortunate because this just goes to show you how the United States is further and further becoming a country of men and not of law. This should not fly, no matter how politically expedient it is to have this information. It still should not circumvent the law. But going down here, this is where we start to see some of this animated information. It's interesting. So the yearly incomes from these individuals, Clooney, and this is the income, average yearly income from 2013 to 2018. Clooney, 55 million, Taylor Swift, 82, LeBron James, 96. Now, I don't think this was leaked from I think that would have been public information as far as what they made, but as far as their actual tax rate. And I found it interesting that, of course, they didn't reveal the tax rates for people they like celebrities. We just want you to hate all the rich people that we don't like. And you'll notice that, especially the people that, you know, the socialists, if you want to call them that, the progressives or whatever title you give them. It's interesting how they always hate entrepreneurs and business people that make a lot of money, but they love celebrities that make a lot of money. Like it's totally fine for LeBron James to make $96 million a year. But oh, no, we cannot allow anyone that's not LeBron James to make over $50 million a year. That's criminal. And we should tax them at 100%. If they're producing goods and services, then they're the devil. They're the one with the target on the back. But LeBron James, oh, shoot, he can make $1 billion a year. And he shouldn't pay any taxes. Why? Well, because he's LeBron James. Same thing with Taylor Swift. Because I like LeBron James. I like Taylor Swift. Yeah, it's just this dumbed down society, basically. And then they throw in there Warren Buffett, 27 million a year. And again, as you guys know, this is their income. This isn't, you know, their unrealized capital gains, because Buffett most likely would be, you know, probably in the billions. So a lot of this depends on, you know, how much they pay themselves through their companies, how much they received in dividends and whatnot, or how much they didn't receive in dividends. And, you know, maybe they're just, all their money's within capital gains and therefore, you know, their income isn't that high, like a Warren Buffett. And then we kind of zoom out to the top 400 people, and the people with the images are the people that they actually got their name. All these little squares represent someone that they got their tax rate and their income, but they didn't get their name. So, and it just kind of makes you kind of scratch your head and wonder why they got some people's names and they didn't get other people's names, but they got all the tax information, or maybe why they're disclosing these people's names and they're not disclosing the others. Because if you had the tax information on all these people like this, see, it says person number 68, their industry is hedge funds. Well, how do you know that if you don't have their name? Like what? Or I would assume, I mean, maybe the tax data, I don't know. You guys see what I'm saying? It just seems a little suspicious. So Bill Gates, last year, yearly income, $2.85 billion. And I'm assuming that's through dividends. And, you know, again, he could have made more than that with capital gains, unrealized cap gains. Okay. So among the top 400, certain groups of people stood out. Tech billionaires made 10 of the top 15 incomes. Okay, scrolling down, they got it color-coded. Now, this is the first thing that I really wanted to highlight. And I guess I want to give them credit where credit is due. They could have just focused on the top 400 and said that, oh, they only pay 22%. But I'm glad that they showed that the group that actually pays the highest tax rate. And I think this is one of the main takeaways from this video. Is who are we taxing the most, or who has got the highest effective tax rate? So who is paying the highest percentage of their income in taxes? It would be people making between $2 and $5 million a year. And then the next question would be, well, who is creating all of the jobs? Not all, but a good majority of the jobs or the job creation in the United States would be from people making $2 to $5 million a year. So I'm not saying that we should tax the top 400 more. I'm definitely not arguing for higher taxes on any group. But if you're going to lower someone's taxes, for heaven's sakes, you got to lower the tax rate of the people that are creating all the jobs and obviously utilizing that capital in a very productive manner. And not only using the capital in a productive manner, but using their time in a very productive manner. Yeah, you know, I had some friends in town over the weekend from the U.S., and they noticed how I have people around me that are handling all of these things, like the editing and the uploading of the podcast. And then I have people, you know, I've got a person that drives me around on the weekends, and you know, all this stuff that people would say, "Oh, well, George is just an elitist," or blah 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 blah. Well, maybe, but I'm just doing what I need to do to maximize my time. And make sure that as much time as possible is allocated to productive purposes. And in the process, what I'm doing is I'm creating a heck of a lot of jobs. And so, you know, just my assistant as an example, she told me the other day that she was able to purchase a vehicle just because she's got the consistent income coming in, and she knows that that income is going to be there and it's dependable. And therefore, that allowed her to purchase a car, and she's never owned a car before. And that really benefits her family because she's just got a little kid that's, you know, maybe 2 years old. So they can just, it makes life easier for them. And that's a result of what I'm doing. And by the way, what I'm doing in retirement, most of you know this on the live stream right now, but maybe some of you don't, that I retired in 2012. This YouTube, this is just a hobby for me. This is what I do because I really enjoy talking about this stuff. And I feel as though I have a responsibility to kind of get the word out, because I think we're on a slippery slope that we don't want to be on, not only from an economic standpoint, but a standpoint of freedom and liberty. That's why I end every single live stream by saying stand up for freedom, liberty, and free market capitalism. But you know, again, I don't have to do this stuff. But just right here in Columbia, I probably employ, I mean, I don't know, I haven't really counted. I'd say between, it depends on if you include subcontractors and whatnot for the real estate. But even if you don't include subcontractors, there's probably 15, 20 people that are directly working for me. And that's because, you know, I've been able to allocate capital well And I've been able to be extremely productive. And I've done that since for a long, long time. And so my point there is these people that are making 2 to 5 million, they're just like I am in that manner. And you know, if you want to support any group in society the most, it would be these people. And my point there is, unfortunately, instead of supporting these people, we are not only penalizing them with the highest tax rate, but we're also demonizing them. I mean, every single time you hear Bernie Sanders speak, or Elizabeth Warren, or Joe Biden, or you know, anyone in the mainstream media, we're always demonizing this group of people right here, the quote unquote rich, the rich, the rich. You know, and then when you look at it, the billionaires, those are the people that are saying that we should pay more taxes, we should pay more taxes, or that the rich should pay more taxes. But yet their tax rates are some of the lowest, especially the tech billionaires. We'll get into that in a moment. You know, the tech billionaires like Zuckerberg and everyone, and like Benioff and all these, you know, the Davos elite types, they're always saying, oh, we need to pay our fair share, our fair share, our fair share. And they're saying that the entrepreneurs that create all the jobs need to pay their fair share. They need to pay higher taxes because they know they're paying a lot lower taxes. And so why do they do this? Because they know that if they can increase the tax rates for the people in the 2 to 5 million group, that's going to reduce their competition in the future because it takes more money out of their pocket. So that's less money that these people that could compete with them in the next 10, 15 years, that's less money that they have to allocate to a startup or, you know, building some sort of business plan or a concept that could compete with Salesforce. So you see, it's just like all the big corporations saying that they want a higher minimum wage. Listen, they're not being altruistic. The reason they want a higher minimum wage is because it eliminates their competition. Because the businesses coming up that could compete with them in the future can't afford those higher wages. And it's the exact same thing here with the taxes. Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist Show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today. One of the main reasons I wanted to point out this article is to show you guys the hypocrisy here and to kind of scratch beneath the surface so you could understand the real motivation behind these people in the top 400 saying that they want, quote unquote, higher taxes on the rich. They don't want higher taxes on them. They want higher taxes on the people that could compete with them in the future. So then they go through and they kind of explain how their income is generated. And then it says that estimated average annual tax saved due to lower rate on dividends. So the person that makes the most amount of income every single year, or not every single year, but average between 2013 and 2018 is Bill Gates. And even if he would have paid the higher dividend rate, I mean, they're saying that they're kind of using this information as, oh, look at how much he saved. Okay, but I mean, at the end of the day, our government is running $5 trillion deficit. You know, going back to 2020, who knows what they'll run this year, call it $3 trillion, is getting if you broke that down to how much money the federal government spends like per minute, I would guess that it's close to $100 million a minute. So you can see okay, if Bill Gates were to pay the extra, you know, or if Bill Gates would not have received this $125 million in, you know, tax savings, that would have funded the government for like 1 minute or, you know, something like that. Would you actually break down the numbers? Okay. So I want to get back to, oh, and here we go. And it's so ironic that the not only this, but Bloomberg was an actual politician on the left. And I don't want to, you know, I dislike the right just as much as the left, but I want to call him out here that, you know, Bloomberg is one of these people on the left. He was trying to micromanage your life to where you couldn't buy a large soda and all these things. And you know, it's just all this nonsense. And I'm sure I don't know this because I don't know his, you know, what he was running on, but I would assume that he was running on increasing taxes on the rich. But yet look at his tax rate, 4% from 2000. That was his average tax rate, effective rate. So if he made, let's say $100 million in a year in income, again, I'm not saying capital gain, income, he paid $4 million. I mean, basically that's the rate that Schiff, or if I spend enough time in Puerto Rico, the people that go to Puerto Rico, that's basically their tax rate. But he's somehow paying that tax rate while, I believe, living in New York City, which is one of the highest tax areas on the planet Earth. Of course he wants to raise the taxes. What does he care? He's only paying 4%. I mean, just this is why I'm so adamant. This is why I push so hard against the politicians. This is why I always say that they're sociopaths. They're nothing but liars. This is all they do. This is their game. And it makes me so upset when people actually trust them. And because I know that these people are being duped. And I just, man, it just infuriates me to know that there's people out there that put their full faith in Joe Biden or Bloomberg or Mitch McConnell, you know, using someone on the right. And they just don't understand that these people are just saying whatever they think the public needs to hear to get them to vote for them. It's just it's a complete scam. So here we go. Tax rates vary widely from tech billionaires to owners of manufacturing businesses. So you guys know from watching my videos, what is wealth? Wealth is not the number of dollars or Bitcoin or gold. Wealth is measured, or should be measured, by how efficiently a society can create goods and services. This is wealth. And as we know now, manufacturing, ideally, would be a big part of the productivity, at least manufacturing enough to where your country wouldn't be completely dependent upon another country, say China or maybe Russia, something like that. So we can see right here in the good old United States that the manufacturing people, the people that are actually creating goods, they're being taxed the highest. out of everybody. And then who's taxed the lowest? All the tech billionaires like Benioff, who are out there saying that you need to pay more taxes. You need to pay your fair share. Oh, right. And isn't it interesting too? I'll bet you, and I don't know, I'm just saying this right off the top of my head, but I would be willing to bet that there's an inverse relationship here with how adamant the group is on calling for higher taxes, meaning that the manufacturing group is probably the one that is saying, you know, or the majority of these people would probably be more fiscally conservative, let's say. And the majority of these people down here in tech would be the people that are crying for higher taxes, higher taxes, higher taxes. And then the selected heirs, you know, the rich need to pay their fair share. And then the private equity and hedge fund guys, they're probably somewhere right in the middle, you know. But this is usually how these things work. The people that are saying that the rich need to be taxed the most are the ones that are actually paying the least taxes. And then I'm not here to say that social media doesn't have its place. It obviously does. I'm on YouTube. But to think that, you know, we should be focusing all of our energy and we should be giving all the tax deductions to the tech people over the manufacturing people. I mean, come on. at the end of the day, you can't eat your Facebook page. You can't eat your Twitter likes. Let's go to YouTube. I don't want to be a hypocrite here. Your YouTube views aren't going to put a roof over your head, right? You might make some extra income there, but you see what I'm saying? You can't, YouTube views don't give you shelter, right? Where the manufacturing, this is actual stuff. And we are penalizing, from a tax standpoint, the group that is producing the goods far more than we're penalizing the people that what is Twitter? What are they producing? I don't know, just aggregated content from users? I mean, I guess an ad platform? I mean, how much value is that really adding to society? I don't know. I'll let you be the judge. And then they just go on. So now when they go down here, I think they're just trying to argue how, you know, we should increase taxes, we should increase taxes, we should increase taxes. And I don't agree there. I think we should be lowering everybody's taxes for sure. But I'm just saying that if we're going to start lowering taxes, we need to start lowering. If we're going to start anywhere, it should be on the groups that are creating all the jobs. And we should call out the Benioff types for just being massive hypocrites, but understanding why, you know, when you see these people on CNBC say that, oh, we need higher taxes on the rich and they're rich, now you know why. It's not because they're altruistic. It's not because they're good people. They're just trying to prevent future competition. So if you guys want to go to this, you can just Google it. It's projects.propublica.org. And then you can kind of scroll through here and see, again, most of these names are withheld. It's kind of a head scratcher to me. It's like, why are you withholding some names and you're not withholding others? I would argue that it's most likely because they're trying to prove a point. And by disclosing all of the names, their point wouldn't have as much of an impact. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.